Right now, the man who has got the plan for this week and into this weekend, the weather plan, and let's see if the weather gods are nice or not interested at all. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I wish, I'm sorry to correct you, but I don't have a plan for the weekend. I don't, because Mother Nature doesn't. And it's just going to be, hate to use the pun, up in the air. And to make matters worse, Marshall, I know you're probably working Monday, are you not?
Yes.
Okay. Don't expect any weather lives on Monday.
Okay.
And the reason I'm telling you that is because yours truly has to work. So I'm going to try, to get all the weather done early in the morning, and I'm going back to sleep since I get shortchanged again of a three-day holiday.
So what? Again. You got to get part-time employees that are willing to work the holidays.
I'm telling you, boy.
But listen to me. Listen to me. I'm talking. I can't even get surgery because I have no one to replace me.
I know. Well, who replaced you originally when you had surgery?
Mike Flint. Mike is also involved with Local Access TV in Armenia and also in here. But it's really hard. It's, you know, when you nowadays, just think back what it used to take to operate. I can tell you right now what it used to operate a radio station. Before a lot of rules were changed, you needed about 15 employees to operate a radio station, probably 10 to 12 full-time and 2 to 3 part-time, okay? Plus an engineer, plus a lawyer. And I know for you it was the same way years ago. You needed just a lot of people. You don't need that now with everything we do, but along with that comes situations like you're facing. As a matter of fact, everybody's facing it now that businesses are starting to come back in line, restaurants and everything. They're having a hard time getting people to come back to work.
Yeah. I mean, in my case, Anthony Martella, he heads every Memorial Day weekend. He heads down to Atlantic City where they have him and his family have a condo. So he heads down there, and AJ will be working for him Saturday and Sunday. But normally he'll also work for me, but for some reason he's not available this coming Monday. So I'm gonna have to see, because listen to the forecast. Today we'll have varying amounts of clouds and sun, 70 to 75. Partly cloudy tonight, 60. Now for tomorrow, there will be a full moon, full flower moon. Hazy, humid, scattered showers, gusty thunderstorms in the afternoon, 85 to 90. Marshall, tell your dog sitter not to park underneath any trees tomorrow. And then Thursday, partly sunny, less humid, 80. And here comes the problem. I'm changing the forecast for Friday. A storm in the plains will move eastward. Clouds will increase. Rain will develop sometime Friday afternoon. We'll only be in the low 60s. And then it'll rain Friday night and Saturday. Light rain or drizzle, windy, cool, staying in the 50s Saturday. So there's an excellent chance that I will not be going to the lake. Now it's questionable about Sunday, because the surface storm, while it moves offshore on Saturday, and that's why we're left with the misty, drizzly, terrible weather, the upper air storm comes across the area Sunday. So that could mean clouds and showers. And then finally, that moves out. So Monday's beautiful. So now you see what I mean. I'm thinking that's the way it will work. Maybe it won't. But the whole thing is going to be messed up for me. If things were to clear out Saturday early, I could always go to the lake Saturday. And I come back Sunday evening so I could work Monday. But if it doesn't clear out on Saturday, I'm certainly not going to drive up to the lake Sunday. If it's going to shower, I'm just not going to waste my time. So, I may not get back up there until the following weekend, which I'm not too thrilled about.
Now, do you get internet service at your at the lake where you live?
I am getting. Let's put it this way. On my iPad, I get internet. I tried with a laptop, getting internet on my laptop, and for some reason I can't. I don't know why.
How many bars do you get on your phone?
You mean on my phone? It's full. I have Verizon.
Well, gosh, what you need to do is contact Verizon and get one. They've got a thing that you can plug into the wall, and you can run an Ethernet cable from it to your computer, and it's got a little antenna that pops up out of it. So if you get five bars with your phone, if you get that thing with Verizon, you'll be able to use your laptop up there.
No, I'm not.
Why?
There's no electric.
Okay.
Did you forget that, Mr. Miles?
Yeah, I did forget that.
Yeah, you forgot that there's no electric and no running water, you know, and no indoor toilet, no, nothing like that.
Well,
I know what you could say. Pat, sell it.
No, I'm not going to tell you to sell it. It's not the right time to sell it. Even though whenever you sell it, you're going to make a boatload of money over what you've invested in it, which is nice, nice. But no, I'm not. If you enjoy going there and it's relaxing, don't sell it.
I mean, I do enjoy going there, and it is relaxing. But if I am going to continue to have to worry about those little critters at the cabin, I am not going to be a happy camper.
Well, hopefully the little critters won't be bothering you.
Well, hopefully.
I think that what you found the other day, was left over from you just didn't see it a year ago before you did all the fixes.
Before I closed up. After we fixed everything up last year, May and June, the top of that cabinet was cleaned spotlessly.
Okay.
However, it was not checked when we left, when we closed up in October.
Yeah.
So my point is it could have happened last summer, and I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
But chances are it didn't, and chances are it happened over the winter. Look at the February we had, snow and cold. Yeah. So, you know, these little things, you know, try to get inside. I don't know. I'm in the middle of the woods, like you said, Marshall. So are you. What are you going to expect?
Yeah. Hey, you see where Will Smith is coming back to TV in the fall?
No.
It's a reboot of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's called Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's just called Bel-Air. So that's coming back. He's coming back with that.
Sounds like TV people are grasping at straws here. They can't come up with anything original?
Yeah. And The Mandalorian, which is coming back, which will feature the Book of Boba Fett, which I'm really looking forward to that. That's coming back. And there's another project that my friends at Marvel are doing called Loki, and I'm looking forward to that. And WandaVision is coming back in January, and so is The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So I'm all set for what I want to watch.
Well, that's great. Of course, I'm all excited about A Quiet Place Part 2, which opens up Friday.
Yep, it comes that opens up here at the Armenia Drive-In.
Yeah, and of course I wouldn't be going this weekend, because I'm sure it's going to be, even with COVID easing, I guarantee the theaters are going to probably be
They're going to start to fill up, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll just wait, because remember, I have that AMC Tuesday deal, where if you go on Tuesday, it's just $5.
Yeah.
So I'll do that. That's all. I can wait a few days. Have you heard any reviews on that?
It's getting good reviews.
Getting good reviews? Yeah. Good.
So you'll like it. You'll like it.
Okay. Very good. And that's it. I hope when I get together with you tomorrow, we're going to like the weather forecast for the Memorial Day weekend. But right now, I mean, it can go either way, folks. I would not chisel this in stone, because I really do think it could change. So Let's see what happens.
Well, I hope you're wrong, because my good buddy Eddie Meza, who Eddie owns the Meza's Pizza. He also owns the Sharon Country Inn, and he now owns a car wash. Now, Lime Rock is open this year, so once again, there's exotic cars over at the Sharon Country Inn. Meza's has always done good because he delivers and stuff like that. But the car wash, you need some nice sunny days to get that car wash lined up. So just for my buddy Eddie, let's hope the weather clears up. And also for Lime Rock Park, especially on Monday, Memorial Day, which is this is the big opener for the season. So. And they're okay. And they have events going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. On Sunday, they have the Royal Car Show. So it's a pretty big weekend around here, Pat. And it's big because, once again, we're coming out of this COVID thing. And so I think people are looking to get out and do some stuff.
I agree with you. And would be nice for the weather to cooperate. But don't bet on it.
Okay. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty, Marshall. You have a good one.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a look at our tri-state forecast.